Museum of Dreams by C.H. Rocky. In the fading twilight, a ghost child from long, long ago appears silently, twirling and spinning amongst the marble pillars of her Museum of Dreams. With darkness taking over, as if by magic, lanterns high overhead twinkle like stars to light her way. Reflections in the patterned tile floor remind her of an ice-covered lake from a faraway fairy tale land. She waltzes about till she finds herself in a room full of her favorite treasures, all having such life within them that when she draws near, they awake with hopes of being chosen as playmates. Each night, she searches through a grand trunk of hats, bonnets, berets, nightcaps, and such. On this night, she chooses General Taltler's helmet with feathered plumes, then rides upon his hand-tooled leather saddle while brandishing a sword to battle bad men. Then without dismounting, she dons a sunbonnet, and turns side saddle, like a fine lady, waving to throngs of adoring townsfolk. Tiring of the adult-like world, she plays with an intricately crafted dollhouse and gets so small she can help the mother cut vegetables in the kitchen. After doggy chews on father's shoes, she hides them under his dollhouse bed. When she backs into the vase atop the newel post and it breaks, she hides the pieces under the bed as well. When the museum's lanterns overhead begin to flicker and fade, the ghost child tiptoes to the furniture gallery wearing the gown and nightcap of a pioneer's daughter and crawls the hand-hewn bed he'd made for her. She snuggles beneath the quilt of lovingly sewn squares, each depicting a yesteryear scene. Each night she chooses one detailed square to begin her dreaming. Last night, she rode and sang along on an autumn hayride. Tonight, for a time, she'll be the new teacher in the one-room schoolhouse. Early in the morning, the museum's greeter makes his rounds to ready each room for the day. He sometimes has to flatten the bed covers and return a hat or two to the grand trunk, or even straighten up the lived-in look of the dollhouse. He long ago gave up trying to figure out why he has to pick up each morning. Daytime visitors often sense a presence and a pungent nostalgia emanating from all of the museum's treasures, enlivening their own imaginings.